Managing talent, recruiting, retaining, and getting the most from talented people. Authors, Marion Devine and Michael Siret. The War for Talent. Talent management to the rescue? Traditional talent management assumes that high-flying employees want to get to the top of the pile and will do whatever the organizations require to get there. However, a new generation of talented workers may not be willing or motivated to stay with one employer for long, whatever the financial rewards and career opportunities offered. This makes long-term career planning much more difficult for organizations. Keeping pace with business needs. Becky Snow, Global Talent Director at Mars, points out that talent management schemes are like huge tankers that are slow to maneuver if the organization decides to move in different directions on short notice, an increasing likelihood in an uncertain and volatile world. Steering this tanker has prevented talent heads from playing a sufficiently strategic role in the business. If companies are to compete for talent effectively, they need to pay much more attention to achieving a tighter alignment between the needs of a business and the product of its talent management strategies. Devising and implementing a talent strategy. Devising a talent strategy. Organizations must devise talent plans that reflect their strategic priorities. A plan that has the best chance of being effective involves carrying out strategic and talent reviews and setting up systems for measurement and evaluation, accountability, and governance. These reviews should incorporate discussions about the cultural values and behaviors that the company desires and how these helps employees to achieve or aspire to outstanding performance. These reviews should incorporate discussions about the cultural values and behaviors that the company desires and how these help employees to achieve or aspire to outstanding performance. Give the talent management function specific information about the yearly business plan and also the strategic direction for the next 3 to 5 years. With these priorities clear, senior leaders can identify the capabilities that help achieve the company's strategic objective and provide a competitive edge. These capabilities are identified initially at a high level to make sure that they directly underpin the strategic plan and are not just tactical or operational skills, which, although important, do not have as much of an impact on business performance and profits. Operational heads in the talent management team then break down each capability into its constituent parts, such as specific skills, knowledge, and expertise. Talent review. The aim of talent review is to assess how well employees are performing currently in the critical roles and their potential to move into more demanding roles. Some of the required data will be held centrally by HR, but the team carrying out the review will need to speak directly to the operation and line managers to get feedback about the performance and potential of key individuals. Managers often struggle to make judgments about potential, so part of the strategic review should include a discussion of it to make sure that the organization is not working to historical and possibly outdated notions of potential. The top management team is just as likely to be as prone as anyone else to unconscious bias on what potential is and how you spot it. Managing the talent process. In the past decade, there has been a growing use of process-led approach to talent planning, which is focused on a small cohort of high flyers who are destined to become future top leaders. A process-based machine helps ensure consistency and a useful end-to-end view of how and where talent needs to enter and move across the organization. The drawback is that it becomes unwieldy. It becomes so resource-intensive that its focus on energies are directed at what it does rather than what it is meant to achieve in terms of supporting the business strategy. Companies in uncertain or highly competitive conditions are rethinking their approach to talent management. They're not necessarily dismantling their systems, but are looking at the question of how to build more flexibility. The individual and the organization. Increasing numbers of employees are taking an individualistic approach to their careers and may not be willing to sacrifice everything to get to the top anymore. talented individuals appear much less loyal to their organizations. They are strongly committed to developing their own talent and pursuing their own goals before those of the organization. Organizations need to take on board this new reality and offer the right development opportunities and work experiences. Otherwise, talented people will leave. Flexible career planning can help satisfy talented people, but it may not be sufficient to gain their trust and loyalty. Despite the best processes, some talented individuals continue to enter companies, learn what they can, and then move on, throwing succession plans into disarray. Taking a culture-led approach. If companies want to recruit and retain the best-performing employees, they need to espouse values and goals that will encourage an emotional commitment to and personal identification with the organization. Senior leaders play a crucial role in bonding talent to the organization by making time to get to know these individuals and showing how much the company values their contribution. A culture that engages employees and helps give meaning to their work will help keep them loyal to the company, even when the going gets tough. However, companies that become obsessed with achieving a tight cultural fit between the organization and the individual can become unduly risk-averse in their recruitment and selection decisions, with the result that they forego the chance to take on those creative or entrepreneurially minded individuals who are different but have a lot to offer. Creating a talent ecostructure. Developing a talent ecosystem helps overcome the problems of in-house dependence in a world where talented people are less likely to commit long-term employment in an organization. What used to be termed the periphery, consisting of those who choose to work part-time or be self-employed, is growing. The use of business incubation schemes and LinkedIn internships, career planning specifically targeted at entrepreneurs, and relationships with former employees based on the concept of alumni and associate status enables organizations to extend their talent ecosystem. They can reach and retain talent they would otherwise lose. However, for a talent ecosystem to work, organizations need to reach beyond their traditional boundaries. Playing the talent game. For individuals who want to make the most of the opportunities their talent affords them, the three principal options are corporate management, consultancy, and setting up and running their own business. For many people who have specialist skills, there is no other option. Operating as an independent self-employed freelancer, a category that the labor market research suggests is growing by over 10% every year. There are also highly specialist individuals who want to stay specialists and not progress to leadership roles. Some companies are responding to their needs by creating separate talent pools so that those wishing to progress within their own specialism are developed and rewarded on a par with those who aspire to climb the corporate ladder. Conclusion: hiring talented people is the relatively easy part. Keeping them engaged and getting the best out of them while they are with you is a greater challenge, one that requires a good understanding of what people want from both work and life outside of work, as well as flexibility and imagination in seeking to accommodate their aspirations.